All right, time now to look through the window of baseball with Bruce Jenkins, brought to you by Marvin Windows and Doors and Truett & White, the professional builder's choice. Bruce, how are you on this fine Sunday?
Feeling good, Marty. How about you?
Yeah, pretty good. I guess the only one feeling better than us is probably Madison Bumgarner, I guess.
Oh, my goodness. What a performance. And I just love how he kind of bulldozed Colton Wong over there. It completely flustered Mike Matheny into testing the instant replay. There was nothing to review. He had the ball. He tagged him. The guy was in his way, and he tagged him hard. Now get out of here.
He's getting a reputation, sort of a tough guy on the mound. And you know, we love the history, the connection of dots of baseball. It almost is a throwback. I tell you, Bruce, it's a throwback to 50 or 60 years ago that pitchers pitched like that, and they sort of came out of the country, and that's the way they played hardball in the Dizzy Deans of the world. And nothing seems to faze this guy, and he actually has sort of a funny side to him.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking, early win, Don Drysdale.
Yeah.
Really, really tough-minded guys. I think there was a stat last night that Bumgarner pitched inside to right-handed hitters as often as he has all year, maybe more so. You know, he's busting these guys. He's not afraid to do it. It doesn't help to be known as a tough guy, you know, and not a fake tough guy, like by any means. Nobody's really – I don't think he's actually gotten in a fight yet, but I wouldn't want to be the other guy.
No, he's he doesn't back down.
No, he doesn't. And he does have kind of a quirky little sense of humor about him, you know, and he puts things behind him. You know, if he gets – you know, like the stuff he had going with Puig, he put that behind him. You know, whatever, he certainly wasn't rattled by anything that happened, you know, from the Cardinals dugout last night. I mean, somebody asked him about setting the record for postseason scoreless innings in a row, which is a hell of a record. It really is. And he just said, well, I guess they have a stat for everything. But that's a great one. It's not like, you just caught one of Yogi Berra's postseason records. But meanwhile, he never played in anything but the World Series, you know.
Yeah, but it's amazing when you look at it. 5 wins and 9 playoff starts. And again, we touched on this yesterday. I realize World Series records should have a spot of their own. These records that go across all lines really are a little deceptive. But what would it take for him to be in that pantheon of pitchers? Because, you know, you look at Pettit, you look at Whitey Ford, you look at Koufax, you look at Jack Morris and Smoltz and Gibson. You know, he's got a chance to do it. What would it take for him to be considered even in that class? Because he is Bumgarner. He is here in San Francisco, but he's doing things that really are amazing.
Yeah, well, it's always a distinctive thing, aside from just this pure longevity of stats, which always helps. But, you know, Jack Morris pitched that game for the Twins at the Metrodome, and that's against the Braves, the 10 innings, and that solidified his reputation for all time. I mean, Koufax went into Yankee Stadium in game 1 of 63, set a strikeout record. He beat the Twins on 2 days' rest in game 7 of 65, and those things last forever. You know, I mean, Bumgarner doesn't have one of those, but he's piling it up, and like Whitey Ford piled it up. Whitey Ford just had one, outstanding postseason performance after another. Next thing you know, he's got all these career records, but... it's gonna take a lot, and he'll need a lot of help. He'll need to get there. I don't think nobody's gonna get there as often as Whitey Ford did, but he's certainly in the modern day conversation. I mean, he's left Kershaw way behind. I mean, Kershaw's postseason record is actually like frighteningly bad.
Yeah.
And I don't knock the guy in any way, but this time of year, Bumgarner just left him in the dust.
Yeah, 1-5, .495 earned run average in 8 games for Kershaw. Yeah. Dwight Gooden, 0-4, .450. So there are major pitchers who just never could get it done. Look, Don Newcomb would be in the Hall of Fame if he could beat the Yankees. He could have. He just couldn't beat. Couldn't beat the Yankees. My thought was, someone called in last night and asked me that question, and my thought was, he's got to be the guy in a World Series. He's got to win 2 games. He's got to come back in the 7th game and do a Randy Johnson. And he's capable of doing it. He's told Bochy he can get an out if he needs it the day after he pitches. So he's piling up a very, very impressive resume at 25 years old. But you're right. You have to have the chance to do it, and that's you got to be on a team that gets back there. But I think that would be it for him. He'd have to have one of those World Series that you say, wow, he was the guy.
Yeah, and he hasn't really been the guy. I mean, in 2010, it was Kane and Lincecum, and in 2012, it was the a real team effort. I don't think you would say that Bumgarner was the guy on the Giants, but he definitely is now and into the future.
Well, the other thing that boy, it's amazing. I tell you, Art Neff, where are you when we need you here? You know,
wherever he is, he's probably not with us. But that record, which I'll say again, that's a tremendous record right there. You know, being on the road. It has nothing to do with how many series you played in. You did that in the postseason, and that's something he really should cherish. And it's still alive.
Yes. One last thought, and we'll get off of Bumgarner and his record. But Art Neff, whose record he did break, pitched for the New York Giants, and the record was. Someone called in last night. It was our first call of the night after this amazing game, and I probably didn't give him enough time. But he said, "I want to point something out to you, Art Neff." Did this record from 1921 to 24. And at that time, the Yankees and Giants shared the Polo Grounds, and the record was compiled at actually his home park. And it shouldn't be.
Oh, well, yeah.
It wasn't on the road.
Good point.
So.
Yeah, that's a big difference from going to St. Louis or in his case, you know, to Boston or some of the other Detroit, you know, I mean.
Yeah,
great point there. Excellent.
Yeah, so I pointed out in an email later. I said, well, listen, in those days, the Yankees and Giants hated each other. In fact, John McGraw kicked the Yankees out of the Polo Grounds. That's why they had to build Yankee Stadium. So who knows? Maybe the Yankee crowd came over and was all over Art Neff.
I'm sure they were, but it's still not like pitching in a different city.
No. All right, let's get to today, and it's Peavy and Lance Lynn. Every game is pivotal. I think for me, seeing Peavy go against a team that's given him trouble, Lance Lynn has had trouble against the Giants. Cardinals have to win a game here. They can't go down 2-0 coming home. And especially Peavy establishing himself. Because, Bruce, to get to the promised land of winning a World Series and getting that far, you need two solid pitchers. And this is Peavy's chance tonight.
Yeah, it really is. I've just really been impressed with him, his recent outings, you know, down the stretch and into the postseason. You know, he goes out there basically knowing he's going to have a great game. It isn't always great, literally, but they've been very, very good. He hasn't been, you know, driven out of the game in the second inning. He's out there full of fire and brimstone, and the team's totally behind him. And he's loving Bochy and Rigetti and Flannery and just the whole trip. It's just an awesome thing for him. And he feeds on that kind of stuff. You know, he thrives on emotion. And if everything's going well around him, I think that's huge for him to go out there and pitch a good game, because there's really, you know, in terms of on the field, dugout, clubhouse, there's nothing going wrong in his life right now. It's just all good. And that stuff's important to a guy like him.
Are we taking anything for granted here? 7 consecutive wins in the postseason, and of course it's over a couple of years. But my goodness, Sandoval, another 3-hit game. When we sit back in about 30 years and try to digest this 5-year period, this is pretty special.
Yeah, I think we talked about it recently that it's the best run they've had since Art Neff's day.
It's
they went
true.
To 4 straight World Series in the early 20s, and. Nothing quite compares since then to going to, you know, 3 out of 5, including 2 World Series titles, and still on the roll. We could get back to the World Series. It's, you know, the best they've had in San Francisco for sure. But you had a caller earlier saying that, you know, he just hopes that if things go sour, people won't call up and start grumbling, because these are special times. But I think who knows that they could sweep the Cardinals. My God, they're that good. But, I mean, the way things go in the postseason, they could throw out a stinker. I mean, somebody could make a mental error. Who knows? Somebody could hang a curveball. But I think the point he made was this team is so good and it's been so consistent that you can analyze it. You can have an intelligent conversation about it. But to just throw up your hands and say, oh, God, now we're done, you know, that doesn't fit this team very well.
No, we've passed that point, the old point of no return from Hawaii to San Francisco. We've passed that point. Kansas City, Baltimore, how do you like that series?
Well, I tell you, I'm loving Kansas City. I really am. And nothing against Baltimore, but I was lucky enough to be there for the game when they beat Oakland for the wild card and watch that city come alive and hear and see the fans. It's been so long for them. But the team itself, I just really like. They're homegrown for the most part, like the Giants. They run like crazy. I mean, were they to play the Giants, it'd be a hell of a test to keep those guys, you know, on the bases. And then they bring guys off the bench who are even better, you know, Dyson and Gore. Some say they're not very well managed, but there's Ned Yost just kind of sitting there staring straight ahead as things go well. Things have finally broken well for him, you know, at this point in his life. But they're youthful. They're having fun. They kind of remind me of the Giants of 2010. You know, they're on the rise, and they believe they can do anything.
Yeah.
They're absolutely certain they're not going to lose.
Yeah.
And, you know, they might wrap it up at home without having to go back to Baltimore.
Yeah, and they, you know, isn't it funny though? Other than the Giants and the Nationals, of course, pitch great. All the other pitching is kind of off the charts. You don't know what you're going to get. The bullpen of Kansas City has been terrific 99% of the time. But what a playoff this is with pitching not being the dominant story.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's really hard. I'm glad there isn't a dominant story. I'm glad there's some disparate storylines going here and there. But, I mean, the Royals' power surge, It's really not that. I mean, I think Mark Mulder sent a tweet saying, you know, if the Royals weren't playing in this ballpark, you'd see a lot different stats during the year from these guys, because they're not banjo hitters. You know, Moustakas and Hosmer and Alex Gordon, these guys can and have taken guys deep here when it really matters. I mean, they played in a park where it's tough to hit homers, and they scrape out the runs and everything else, but they can kill you with the long ball, which is another reason I like the team. It's hardly one-dimensional. They can get you in a lot of different ways. A
lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Hey, Bruce,
yeah.
One last thought for you on this Sunday. Barry Zito, and people have suggested this, and I think it's terrific. Don't you want him to throw out a first pitch against the Cardinals when they come into town?
That's a fabulous idea.
Wouldn't it?
I think he'd probably the only thing he wouldn't like about it would be the interviews. Because assuming that I think Michael Urban talked to him, and Zito said he wants to pitch again, but you know, unless he's absolutely certain what he wants to do and where and with whom and all that, I think he might be a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, trying to, because you know everybody'd want to talk to him. If they could just helicopter him in and out, that would be fantastic. But you know, just basically that would be terrific. He'd get a thunderous ovation and bring back a lot of great memories.
I like Casilla last night. I thought of even as strong as Bumgarner was, I thought Casilla, just the ball exploded for him last night.
Yeah, it really did. There's a guy, he's peaking in his life and his career at the perfect time. His arm looks extremely sound. They're using him just right. He's closing the games. And I tell you, I feel a lot better with him out there than Romo at Romo's stage of his career. Romo's good to get a couple guys out, but Casilla is one of those guys who's going to come in and have a lot of different stuff to offer a lot of different hitters, you know, much deeper arsenal. And he's just so calm and confident you know, it's not the cocky in the slightest. He just feels like this is where he ought to be, and watch out.
Well, you had a good cartoon in the Chronicle today on page 2, you know, the Sunday cartoon.
Yeah.
They were trying to come up with a signature moment for Casilla, because no one knew the game was over because he just walked away. And they had the Ron Santo clicking his heels. They're going to try to – I love the Sunday cartoon. I think it's a riot.
Yeah, there's a great tradition of baseball cartoonists going way back, and when it's done well, it's a beautiful thing.
All right, well, enjoy it. We'll see you at the park, I guess, on Tuesday. And you know, a seven-game series, Bruce, and there are some sweeps, there are some that don't go very excitingly, but that's not the norm. So I'm ready for anything tonight.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't be at all surprised if the Cardinals win, and not because the Giants falter in any way. The Cardinals are just that good. They're here for a reason, and. You know, in a way, I'd love to see it. I'd love to see it go back and forth and play it out as long as possible, because, as we've been saying, these are very, very special times. And, you know, last year's World Series, frankly, went by a little too quickly for me.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know what you mean. Hey, enjoy the afternoon. I look forward to seeing you at the park, as always, on Tuesday.
You bet. See you then, Marty.
All right. That is the great Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle.